7.3 Food for Thought.
Hello, I'm David Edwards, and today on Food for Thought, I'm talking to Dr. Madhu Kumari, who's an expert in the art of Ayurvedic healthcare. Hello, Madhu, and welcome to Food for Thought.
Hello, David.
Can you begin by giving our listeners a quick explanation of what Ayurveda is?
Well, Ayurveda is the life science of India, and it has been practiced there for over 5,000 years. The word comes from the ancient Sanskrit language. Ayu means life, and Veda is similar in meaning to knowing. Ayurveda is a complete approach to health, diet, and natural medicine.
And what are its basic principles, its central ideas?
Ayurveda states that there are five basic elements in the universe. Air, fire, water, earth, and ether or space. They control or affect everything.
And what influence do these five elements have on us?
In human beings, the five elements work together to create three different energies called doshas. All three doshas are active in everyone, but usually one dosha, or sometimes two, are naturally dominant in a person. Each dosha has its own special character.
So that means that there are basically three different types of people with their own physical and mental characteristics.
Yes, absolutely. There are three different physical body types with their different personalities to match. If we know what type we are, we can develop our lifestyle to give us exactly what we need, so we can keep ourselves in balance and stay healthy and happy. If we have too much of one dosha, we can change our diet, for example, and eat foods that make that particular energy weaker.
Interesting. And what are the three types? Can you describe them for us? I'm sure everyone listening will be keen to try and recognise what type they are.
The three types are called Vata, Pitta and Kapha, and they are quite different from each other. But as I said, many people are a mixture of two types. With a bit of experience, you can tell what type people are just by looking at them. Vata people are very easy to recognise. They are very self-confident, lively and do everything quickly. You often see them rushing, and that's one of their problems. If they aren't careful with their doshas, they can become anxious and worried. Pitta types are very energetic and organized, warm and friendly. But the risk is that they can become critical. They tend to criticize other people and themselves. Kapha people are usually easygoing and relaxed, but they need to watch out for becoming bored and boring.
Uh-oh, that sounds exactly like me. Can you stay with us for a while, Madhu? Because we've had quite a few phone calls about Ayurveda, and maybe you can answer some of our listeners' questions.
Yes, if I can.
OK. Our first caller is Danny Boyce from Liverpool. Danny, what's your question?